I'm in Oxford. It's a beautiful sunny day, and I have a slight feeling of happiness because my voice is coming back. I couldn't speak yesterday, which is pretty handy because today I'm shooting some video, and I'm around the house, a very interesting house, of two people standing with me now. Please introduce yourselves. Full titles, please.
Hi, I'm Richard Blundell. I'm a senior lecturer at the Open University.
I'm Tina Fawcett. I'm a senior researcher at the Environmental Change Institute, Oxford University.
So pretty local for you.
That's right.
So today I'm here doing some filming, looking at your house, which you have eco-renovated, or you've performed an ecological renovation on it. Is that the right term?
I think eco-renovation is the sort of term people use, mostly focusing on energy, but we've also looked a bit at the use of water in the house, the use of materials, things like that.
So tell me roughly what you've done.
Well, we started off doing the standard things of more loft insulation, more draft proofing, low energy lighting, but then we've moved on to sort of more ambitious things, particularly when we did an extension to the house 5 years ago. At that point, we added solar water heating, which has been great because that supplies about half of our hot water, and on a sunny day like this, all of it. And then most recently, we've decided to add insulation to our solid walls, so inside and outside, and also some underfloor insulation.
Fantastic. Best bit?
Well, I think the solar water is great, but although it might look boring, the kind of insulation we've got on the walls is really pretty important. They're solid walls. A quarter of the houses in the UK are solid wall, and they mostly are pretty rubbish, really, as far as energy is concerned. So by doing this kind of thing, it's the only way, really, you can make a real difference to a solid wall house.
And you say it might look pretty boring, but, I mean, I drove down the street expecting this big solar panel, wind turbine, eco warrior. Your house is indistinguishable from any other house on the street, unless you get really close and you just see this rendered block kind of insulation on the outside. I wouldn't even know, really. Now you've pointed it out to me, I'm thinking, wow, you've effectively doubled the thickness of your wall or more.
It doesn't double the thickness. No, it's about 60 millimetres of insulation on the inside, about 100 millimetres on the outside. So there's less than the thickness of the wall. We're lucky enough on the outside that we've got a side passageway in the house, so we could easily insulate that.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have to if there was a house on the other side.
Well, that's you're ahead of me. Yes,
it's very tidy. It looks very nice. I do like the panels on the roof. You've also got a lot of water butts around, and very very nice tapping into what look like stainless steel drainage. Is that what it is? Is it stainless?
It's not
aluminium.
It's not. No, it's the other one. It's galvanised.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's a galvanised material. Which,
I was going to say stainless would be pretty. You'd have burglars up and down there.
you can get painted versions of it, but actually, we think that the plain galvanised looks pretty good.
It does.
And it's more rigid than the traditional PVC type of or traditional the kind of PVC guttering that you normally see. Also doesn't creak in the sun as well, which is quite nice. And it should last a great deal longer.
Interesting. All these benefits that you probably hadn't thought about initially. So is this something that everybody can do?
Everybody can do some of the things we've done. Everybody can do loft insulation. Everybody can do draft proofing. Everybody can do low energy lighting. And when they're replacing their appliances, they can go for low energy appliances. So some things are really, really easy. And people who live in cavity wall houses, they can easily get cavity wall insulation. Most of it's paid for by the government or the energy companies anyway.
I've just had people go around to my grandmother's house to do both cavity wall and loft insulation. And massive amount, double layer of loft insulation at absolutely no charge. And that should make a massive saving for her.
Yeah, it should. And there's an awful lot of schemes, particularly for older people and people on low incomes. There's a lot of free schemes out there, but everybody can benefit because the energy companies basically subsidise a lot of that work to help us save energy.
Now, you're not necessarily in your lifetime going to recoup the energy costs in a financial term from the investment that you've made, am I right? But the fact that you are, or not only researching in this field to a certain extent, but also, well, doing good for the environment without having to get the wig out and play guitar to me right now. That's got to be good. There is value in many, many other spaces, isn't there?
I think there is. I mean, some of the, a lot of the things, the first things we did will pay back financially, and some of them pretty quickly. Things like the solid wall insulation, at the moment, no, it won't, because it's a fairly new technology. Not many people are doing it. It's expensive at the moment. I'm sure costs will come down over time, but right now, no. But for us, that solved some other problems. It solved problems with damp and mould on the walls, which there was, frankly, there was no other way of dealing with. So, you know, that's pretty important to us.
Definitely. And you never know. It might be that people that haven't done this to their house don't get the price for their house when they sell it.
Well, that's what we're hoping. I mean, the long-term drift of government policy is towards trying to make very inefficient homes less attractive for people to buy by putting things like energy labels on the home. So I would hope that in a few years' time, yeah, we would see some sort of capital value increase on our house because it is much more energy efficient than an average Edwardian home.
Do you know what your label would be now? Through the roof? In goodness?
Well, that's a good... I ought to know, but actually I don't. Mm. I would hope we would be around about a B or so, but it's hard to say because even after all the things we've done to our solid walls, they're not as good as a wide cavity wall filled built right now because it's just hard to get old houses up to the same standard.
No, but you're doing the absolute maximum that you possibly can and it's great to see. And I'm going to have another look around and shoot some more video. And of course, this will end up on open.ac. What's the platform URL?
It's open.ac.uk.
That's it, /platform. Thanks. And thank you very much for showing me around.
Okay, no problem. It's good to see you.
You're welcome.